suing the boss instead of arbitration is more of an option after a Supreme Court decision. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Good morning to you. First, Target is warning again that it expects customers to spend less at its stores, cutting into its profits. Inventories are piling up and the company's canceling orders to suppliers. This as central bankers work to slow consumer activity to curb inflation in America. The Target CEO says the chain will cut prices to encourage shoppers. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday decided a case that limits some employers from forcing employees into arbitration instead of suing. The High Court ruled that Southwest Airlines could not require a baggage handler to resolve her unpaid overtime claim in private arbitration with the company. Marketplace's Megan Ocardi-Carino has more.
More than half of non-union workers in the private sector are subject to forced arbitration, meaning disputes over everything from wage theft to discrimination get mediated in private on a case-by-case basis, says labor attorney Hugh Barron.
It is a lot harder to stand on your own, right, and prove workplace wrongdoing on your own than it is to do that with your coworkers.
Those concerns led Congress this year to ban forced arbitration in cases of sexual harassment. Now, the Supreme Court has clarified a question about which workers can be held to arbitration agreements, finding the baggage handler was exempt because she works in interstate commerce. That raises questions about how broadly the decision can be applied, says Harvard Law School's Benjamin Sachs.
Does the exception for transportation workers extend to these, you know, burgeoning sectors of our economy?
Like Amazon and food delivery workers, or some rideshare drivers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Russia's ambassador to the United Nations has walked out of a UN Security Council meeting after the president of the European Council blamed Russia's war on Ukraine for causing a global food crisis. The BBC's David Willis has more.
Jean-Michel said Russia's invasion of Ukraine was driving up global food prices and pushing people into poverty. And he told representatives of the 15-member UN Security Council that he had seen for himself produce that was stuck in Ukraine because of Russia's naval blockade.
Russia is solely responsible for this food crisis, Russia alone, despite the Kremlin's campaign of lies and disinformation.
Russia's UN envoy, Vasily Nebenzia, walked out of the meeting and later accused Mr. Michel of spreading lies.
And 60 senior U.S. government officials and business executives reportedly can no longer visit Russia if for some reason they were so inclined. According to Bloomberg News, Moscow has drawn up this list of banned visitors in response to international sanctions against Russia. On this list, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Larry Fink, the chairman and CEO of the investment firm BlackRock.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to a story about how expensive housing generally is pushing people to live on public land in the West. This is long-term, out of necessity. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Jonathan J. Myers used to sleep out by the river in Boise, Idaho, because he says no one was telling him what to do there.
I could drink as late as I wanted, get up whenever I wanted, drink again. So for me, it was because of my addiction, but there's lots of other reasons why.
Myers says others who stay outside or on publicly managed lands simply can't afford to live in town anymore.
A lot of it, I think, it's got to be to higher prices, higher costs of living. It's just people can't do it.
Myers is recovering from his addiction, starting a new job, and staying at a shelter called Interfaith Sanctuary. But he's been on a wait list for affordable housing for 2 years and suspects he's still behind about 300 others.
I don't know. I don't think I've gone anywhere on that list.
It's even harder to find places for families to go because they often can't stay together in shelters. Jody Peterson-Steigers directs Interfaith Sanctuary and says her hotel program has a waiting list 180 families long.
There's not the beds available for those people being forced out of housing. And so when the weather's like this, they're gonna find other options right now.
Options like public lands where people can camp. For example, open fields just outside Boise, overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. BLM officer Brian Adams says he's seeing a lot more families living in these undeveloped open spaces.
And seeing that the kids in that situation, it's heartbreaking. They shouldn't be worrying about housing issues when they're, you know, you're 6 years old. You should be worried about playing.
Adam says he's seen about a tenfold increase in people living on these public lands in the last few years. Becky Andres is the Idaho State Chief Ranger for the BLM, and she's been working with more people who are overstaying camping limits because there aren't other places they can afford to live, like one trailer we stopped by. Most undeveloped public lands have stay limits of about 2 weeks. This trailer had been there about 2 months.
We've been patiently working with them as they work through their situation and try to find more sustainable housing.
Public land agencies do their best to keep campsites clean, but they are concerned about human waste, land overuse, and garbage. Some land managers have started working more closely with social service agencies to help unhoused people and keep public lands healthy for generations to come. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.
And until pandemic, lower-income families filled out an application to try to get free meals for kids at school. Then the government made school lunches free for all during pandemic. No application. Everyone treated the same. But that arrangement is set to run out at the end of this month, with Congress unlikely to reauthorize these waivers, this at a time of rising food prices. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.